Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 9th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start out with a couple of diaries here, and first with a piece of malware that has become quite the problem over the last year or so, and that's CryptoWall. CryptoWall has a new trick up its sleeve to infect users. This time it's using attachments with a .chm file. Now, these files can execute arbitrary code, but are often overlooked when you scan on a mail server, for example. So now you're relying solely on antivirus or anti-malware on the endpoint. Another neat trick here is that the file name of the file being downloaded is putty.exe, so it kind of emulates the commonly used SSH client. However, it does save it as a different file name than on the user's system. And if you looked at malware recently and tried to figure out indicators of compromise, one nice feature that you could use as an indicator of compromise was the name of the mutex the malware created. These mutexes are created to avoid multiple infections, and essentially what the malware does is it first checks whether or not the mutex already exists. If it does exist, it will not infect the system again. Now, in order to randomize these mutexes better, what Lenny found is that some recent malware that he looked at, and he in particular looks here at Treasure Hunter, use the product ID, the Windows product ID, as part of the mutex. So with that, each system will now receive a different mutex name, and if the system is infected again, this new infection can then generate also the appropriate mutex for that system. A complete random name would not work because then the second infection wouldn't be able to figure out whether the system is already infected or not. So neat little trick here, and of course that complicates somewhat figuring out indicators of compromise. And sticking with malware here for one more item, Panda Security is reporting a new Skype worm. This worm, as the name implies, does spread via Skype message. So you may see a Skype message pop up telling you there is a video to download, and then it's placed the usual trick of trying to convince the user into installing a new plugin. Very common, very old trick, but apparently still works. Panda Security's article does have all the indicators of compromise, like domains involved and hashes of malware. And last week I talked about how Microsoft's SSL implementation S-Channel is also affected by the Freak vulnerability, and how Microsoft published an advisory with some details on how to avoid the problem by disabling certain ciphers. Sadly, it appears that some users who implemented this fix now can no longer download updates automatically. Also, in one comment, at least to a blog post, I saw that users had issues with the Windows Live Mail program. Not 100% able to reproduce a lot of this, but if you have any issues like that, please let me know. Send a little note via our contact form. What you should see is an error indicating that you have no internet connection, which is not true in this case. So you have an internet connection, but that's the error code that you will receive if you are affected by this problem, and that's error code 802400001F. Well, I haven't seen in a while that very software includes Bitcoin miners. This was very common, I would say, even half a year ago. But, well, we're back to it. Turns out MicroTorrent recently bundled a Litecoin mining application with its download software. So if you downloaded MicroTorrent recently, if you then experience system issues, in particular a slow running system, you may want to double check and make sure that you don't have a Litecoin miner running in the background. And apparently the software did actually announce itself during install in a fairly small type obscure dialog box. One of those boxes that everybody always clicks OK on in order to install the software. So another reason also to read all those pesky dialog boxes. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.